Hello, I'm Jane Pratt, and I'm joined by Tim Peters to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Tim will start us off with Information Desk.
Thank yous today are for Mrs. Riches, Mrs. Bloomfield and Mr. Medler for the stamps. Mr. Dickinson for your very kind donation, it's much appreciated. Mrs. Philcox for your kind note. We're glad you enjoy the recordings, and be assured we all enjoy compiling them for you. And finally, Gwen Bracey for your lovely message. It's so nice to know that the recording gave you so much pleasure.
Looking for people to help. This is being advertised again, as there are still spaces for a few more people. Julie Thompson from RNIB is coming to Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre on Monday, the 24th of October, from 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. We want to hear and understand what people need from a sight loss, eye health pathway. She would like to hear about your journey from sight loss diagnosis to what support is available. She would also like to hear about the good or bad experiences you have had. Please let Richard know if you're interested or able to help with this request. Telephone number 01603 573 000 extension 322. Email richard.polly@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
The Cuppa Care Bus aims to bring people together and tackle loneliness. Whether you want to get out of the house to meet new people or chat about something that's worrying you, we have friendly people on hand who can help. Come on your own or with a friend to join us for a cuppa and a chat. The next locations are at the Baseline Centre, 65 to 67 Noland Grove, NR5 8YD, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and Future Radio, 14 Woodcock Road, NR3 3TX, from 1 to 3 p.m. on Monday the 31st of October.
Yoga and short mat bowls. Short mat bowls sessions are held every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The seated yoga sessions are held every Tuesday afternoon between 1 and 2 p.m. and costs £7 per person per session. To cover the cost of getting a professional, qualified instructor in to run the class. We're hoping to set up a second class also every Tuesday to run from 2:15 p.m. to 3:15. If you'd like to join this class, please get in touch with Richard Polly on 01603 573 000 extension 322. To end Information Desk, we have two special messages. The first is from Tim Edwards.
Hello, listeners. Tim here. It's that time of year again with the chill winds and darker evenings, so I thought, turn to the Christmas special edition of Chatterbox. Each year we put together a special recording of poems, readings, music and carols. Last year we commemorated Mike Blythe's retirement from the Chatterbox committee with a Desert Island Discs section. While the previous year, we held an imaginary party to replace the ones us mere mortals weren't allowed to have in lockdown. Not everyone adhered to their own rules on this, though. So, put your thinking caps on. We'd like to hear from you for requests, dedications and suggestions of favourite poems, songs, music, prose, book excerpts. Feel free to suggest a dedication, too. They don't have to be Christmas-related items. Previously, we had a selection of spring and summer poems. For example, A Shropshire Lad, comedy prose with Albert and the Lion, and a thrilling rendition of The Highwayman, all read by the familiar voices of your Chatterbox friends. please call the office on 01603 765 365 and leave your name and number, and we will call you back. Email us on contact@cbtn.org.uk or pop your suggestion on a piece of paper and include it with your returned wallet. Remember to include a name and number. You never know, you may end up being recorded for this special edition. Please do contact us by the 18th of November, and we look forward to sifting through your suggestions.
Our second special message is from the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. The message comes from Great Yarmouth.
Hello, everybody. This is Greenwatch from Great Yarmouth Fire Station, bringing you our autumn community safety messages on behalf of Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. We have three key home safety messages to bring you this autumn. Firstly, chimney and open fire safety. If you have a wood burner or open fire, book in a chimney sweep to clear out the flue of dust from last year. Ensure the hearth surrounding your chimney is clean and clear of ornaments and logs. Make sure your logs are completely dry before burning them. Using damp logs leaves creosote in your chimney, and this increases your risk of chimney fires. Don't dry clothes directly in front of the fire, and don't leave a burning fire unattended. Secondly, electric heaters. If you use an electric heater, firstly ensure it is connected at the wall or on a flat extension socket, not a cube-shaped extension socket, as these aren't as safe. Keep the heater away from soft furnishings. Don't drape clothes over the heater, and don't leave your heater unattended. And finally, carbon monoxide alarms. Carbon monoxide is a colourless, odourless, tasteless gas that is sometimes emitted from gas appliances such as cookers and boilers or from fireplaces. To reduce this risk, position a carbon monoxide alarm near your boiler and your gas or open fire. Ensure your home is well ventilated and service your appliances regularly. Empty your fires or stoves of ash regularly. Carbon monoxide poisoning is known as a silent killer. Symptoms include nausea and vomiting, headaches, dizziness, and loss of consciousness. If your carbon monoxide detector alarms and you are suffering from these symptoms, please call 999. If you're not experiencing these symptoms, contact the emergency gas line on 0800 111 999. Don't forget to test your smoke alarms every week for Test It Tuesday, and in the event of a fire, get out, stay out, call 999. For further advice or to request a home safety visit from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, call 0300 123 1448 or go on Norfolk Fire and Rescue's website. Alternatively, if you live in Suffolk, please call 01473 260 588 or visit Suffolk Fire and Rescue Service's website. Thank you.